This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, September 1st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Agencies to study ag's grid issues. Processors fear more rate hikes. And Peterson issues warning on farm bill funding. Rural areas hung out to dry with energy transition. During a recent assembly hearing on California's charging infrastructure, Republican Assembly Member Devon Mathis of Visalia said the conversation too often focuses on urban areas. He lamented that ag operations are frequently caught in a quagmire, unable to meet electrification requirements because utilities have not kept pace with existing connection needs. In response, the California Public Utilities Commission and the Air Resources Board are hiring a consultant to examine the issue of connecting significantly large agriculture loads to the grid, particularly with charging electric trucks, tractors, and forklifts. The case study will focus on a section of the San Joaquin Valley. A commission official shared that CDFA Secretary Karen Ross has made it very clear that members of the ag community are desperately trying to meet these regulations. Processors plead with lawmakers to prevent rate spikes. During a state Senate hearing on grid reliability, Bethel Hasowa, program manager at the Agricultural Energy Consumers Association, was relieved to see lawmakers concerned about impending ZEV demands. Alhasso called it critically important for them to do anything possible to keep rates low, such as absorbing reliability costs through state funds. She noted the high expense of fortifying the grid for wildlife mitigation is being passed on to consumers and helping to push agriculture businesses out of the state. Taylor Roshan, lobbying on behalf of several farm groups, called for incentives and cost offsets to lead the energy transition without leaving ag behind. Repeated power shutoffs at processing facilities, she explained, hurt area jobs, economic opportunities, and the local disadvantaged communities that depend on them. Peterson, be careful about asking other committees for more farm bill money. Fresh from visiting members of the House and Senate Ag Committee and their staff, former House Agriculture Committee Chairman Colin Peterson said everyone seems to be working very well together, drafting each title, working through the issue, and that's a good thing. The non-controversial stuff is well at hand. The problem is that folks who think they are going to get more money in the farm bill to improve the safety net or specific titles, Peterson said during a webinar sponsored by the Agricultural Business Council of Kansas City yesterday. If you try to bring resources in from the outside, which is what you're going to have to do, you're just going to set off another war, he warned. Peterson recalled that when he was working on a farm bill in 2007, the House Ways and Means and Senate Finance Committees got involved in finding additional funds, which led to infighting and a year-long delay in the process. If more money is to be found in the next farm bill, he said, leaders need to identify where the money will come from and get everyone to sign off from committee level to leadership and even the Biden administration before proceeding. But that has not been done at this point, he said. So I think the big problem is the fact that everybody's kind of waiting until the extra money shows up, Peterson said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Corps to restart JD process following latest WOTUS rule. The Army Corps of Engineers will resume issuing jurisdictional determinations on whether certain areas are, quote, waters of the U.S. following the issuance of a rule to conform with the Supreme Court's Sackett decision. Speaking on AgriPulse Newsmakers, EPA Assistant Administrator for Water, Radhika Fox, said the Corps can continue its assessments of applications to fill wetlands and other waters now that the agencies have issued their narrowly crafted rule. Fox, the American Farm Bureau Federation's Courtney Briggs, and Bayard Ridge Group's Tom Heber appear on this week's Newsmakers, which will be posted today at AgriPulse.com. RMA tries to make it easier for whole farm, micro farm programs. The Risk Management Agency is making changes it hopes will boost participation in the whole farm revenue protection and micro farm programs. The programs are two of the most comprehensive risk management plans available, and they are especially important to specialty crop, organic, urban, and direct market producers, according to RMA Administrator Marcia Bunger. Among changes to WFRP for the 2024 policy year, allowing all eligible producers to qualify for 80 to 85% coverage levels, allowing producers to buy catastrophic coverage level policies for individual crops, and expanding yield history from a 4-year to a 10-year maximum for all crops not covered by another federal crop insurance policy. Changes to microfarm include letting producers buy other federal crop insurance and moving the sales closing date to a less busy time of year to help agents dedicate time to marketing the program, RMA said. Drops in commodity returns and government payments pulling down 2023 farm income projections. The Agriculture Department expects net farm income to decline in 2023, that amid falling agriculture commodity revenues, higher production expenses, and a decline in direct payments from the government. The USDA's Economic Research Service projects an overall net farm income of $141.3 billion in 2023, a substantial drop from last year's record high of $183 billion, that according to its August 2023 farm income forecast. The ERS figures are more dire when adjusted for inflation. Net farm income is projected to drop about 25.4% in 2023 relative to 2022's record returns. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Well, here's today's He Said It. I'm not talking about Joe Montana or Tom Brady. That's Keith Dunn advocating for the Save the California Goats Coalition. He hopes to preserve an alternative minimum wage for herders and not for the greatest of all time players. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, September 1st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.